now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to The Real Estate Report, the podcast you can trust with valuable information and tech tools you can apply to the real estate game. And now your host, August Alexander.
Welcome to The Real Estate Report, everyone. The show that asks, is Joe really related to Snagglepuss? They're certainly wearing the same outfit today. And speaking of same outfit today, we've got Jackie Polisi, always radiant in pink. How are
you
doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Pretty in pink. That was a great 80s movie.
Yes.
And we've got Sven Muhlenberg, who just wears that color all the time.
You said it right.
Did I? Nice.
Nice. Nailed it.
Oh, man, I stuck the landing. Well, it looks like we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. And we've got an interview with our correspondent attorney, Michael Carter from the Carter Law Group. You don't want to miss that. That's going to be great. All right. So many great things coming up in today's show. As always, we've got pocket listings. We've got great interviews. We've got What Moves You with Jackie P. But first and foremost, we've got to start with getting to a couple of our sponsors. First sponsor is Open Space. It is an absolute great real estate application. Everything you need in one place, Open Space. Buy, sell, rent, fix. You can go to your Apple or Android store and download the application. Great for all of your real estate transaction needs. A first VCOM model of a real estate application, the Open Space application. Secondly, another sponsor that is absolutely great is the GSTI Bio Defense Hand Smarter Hand Sanitizing Solution. I'm wearing it. And it makes me feel good and comfortable to know that I am covered.
I'm safe.
I'm antibacterial. And that's a whole different thing.
Great plugs, bud.
Thank you. I just got them done, by the way. All right. Let's get on it. Did I introduce everybody?
You did.
I did.
You did it right.
So then I feel like that guy who should just stop.
Wait,
I've
what?
Won.
What did you say?
I won.
Do you want me to tell you what the pocket listings are for the day?
I think you should just go before lightning strikes twice. You can't catch it in a bottle.
Yeah.
So we are going to get into the part of the show that asks, is that a listing in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Yeah.
Sven Bollenbach.
Muhlenberg. But thank you, August.
All right.
The Gary Sinise Foundation, great foundation, they gift a smart home to an American hero. Gary Sinise, through his foundation, helps our nation's severely wounded veterans and first responders. The latest recipient is a new home for a Purple Heart recipient in Tennessee who almost died in service to our country. Sergeant Casey Jones couldn't believe his eyes when he entered his new home, which was built just for him.
Did you say his name was Casey Jones?
Yes.
As in?
Casey Jones, the Oaktail? Casey Jones laid the train track?
I don't think it's that one.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
So you're also telling me that Caesar never lived in that palace?
Not the one in Vegas.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Because it says it's Caesar's palace.
It does.
I don't believe it.
Anyways, then.
He was overwhelmed when he first saw his house. His first words were, holy cow. The great thing about this is the foundation just doesn't just have like a cookie cutter smart home. They build it specifically for his injuries. So everything that he would struggle with normally is done for him in a way that makes his life easy. It's awesome. I love Lieutenant
Does
Dan
also.
Does
a ton for a guy with no leg.
Absolutely. He probably hates being referred to as Lieutenant Dan.
He also bowls with my aunt, who insists on getting both shoes.
Right.
He also insists on getting both shoes.
But you know Gary Sinise... You know Gary Sinise has both of his legs.
No, he doesn't. I've seen him. He doesn't now.
Anyway, great foundation.
Absolutely.
Good work they're doing.
Speaking of foundation.
Homebuyers want smart technology and they're willing to spend more for it. A new report from Z-Wave Alliance shows that smart home devices are a lure for buyers. The 2020 State of the Ecosystem Report. Sounds like a fun report.
Yeah.
Is focused on connected technology both inside and outside the home, including like doorbells, cameras, motion detectors, smart devices. According to the study, on average, people have... How many smart devices do you think people have on average in their home?
On average? I don't know, but I'm off the spectrum for sure.
It's 43. It's more than faux.
Yeah?
It's 43.
Oh,
wow.
40. 40. How do you say
43? 43.
65% of people in their study say that they're willing to pay more if the home is a connected smart home. Now to the bar fight.
Bar fight.
Yeah, United Shore is a company that probably most of you have not heard of, but they are looking to overtake Quicken Loans to be the number one mortgage supplier in the country. United Shore is one of Michigan's fastest growing companies. It's called United Shore Financial Services, and they find itself now, not because they want to, but they do find itself competing head to head against the industry giant Quicken Loans. So you know what they're doing? They're going into the other side. They're actually going to wholesale lending just because they want to hold on to their number one spot. So they're taking them on head to head. But I think it's funny because they make a lot more money on the retail side. So when they do this and when they go to compete on the brokerage side and the wholesale side, it's margin diluting. Because they want to say it's pride. They want to say they're number one. Yeah. They're competitive people.
Because no one wants to be number two.
Oh, nobody.
13, number two. 69 and folk. All numbers nobody wants to be a part of.
Well, if you're not first, you're last, right?
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, always great pocket listings from Sven Bakkenbuller. And if you want to see more pocket listings, if you want to get more information, you really want to get a deep dive and get up in that junk, go to realestatereport.tv and you'll see all the clips in there. There's more information. You can isolate and listen to just, you know, that guy. If that's what you want to do. If that's what you want to do with your Saturday, do it. That's where you're going to do it. So there's very few segments in this world that you look forward to more each week than What Moves You with Jackie P. And this week is no exception. Always perfect in pink. Jackie Polisi, what moves you this week?
Thank you. Well, I think we can all move towards being better homeowners in 2020. There's only 5 months left, but we've got something that will help you be better homeowners, not good homeowners, but great homeowners. We're stuck at home, we're safe at home, so let's take care of our home and make it the best that we absolutely can. So, like many homeowners, your home is your largest investment. Financial investment by far, it's the biggest one. So it does make good sense to protect its value, if you will. And so with the right care and maintenance and a little proactive planning, not only can you be a good homeowner, but you can be a great homeowner. So let's start with setting a budget. That's right. Let's take a look at those expenses, because what you're spending could actually be limited, right? So there's a few things that we probably spend some money on that we don't need to. Living paycheck to paycheck, it makes sense to really look at it, whether it's weekly or monthly, and some things that you can check. Okay, so whether it's that designer cup of coffee, or it's that extra trip to eat out, or just that extra unnecessary trip to the grocery store, all that little bit of money that can be put away, even if it's $5, can really add up. Now, with that in mind, why not start an emergency fund? Because we all know that emergency situation seemed elusive at one time. Guess what? We're in an emergency situation. So not only on top of a situation like we're in right now with COVID and everything else that's presenting itself with that, but you may find yourself injured for some reason. We've got different weather coming in to different weather seasons. You may fall and injure yourself, and God forbid that happens, but you hate to dip into credit cards, pay for unexpected medical expenses, or take out a loan. You have an emergency fund set aside, you'll be able to take care of that. Really, the rule of thumb is to set aside 3 months of household expenses in order to be in a safe zone, a feeling like you could handle an situation. So let's work towards that. If we're saving a little bit here and there, we'd be able to work up to that emergency fund in no time. All right, let's switch gears a little bit, because we all could be a little bit more water wise. I know that at my house, there's a lot of waste going on when it comes to water, okay? Let's start with outside. You know what? It's a good idea to check those sprinklers, make sure that if there's an issue and something's not working properly, that you take care of it. Or if you're watering and overwatering, if everything is looking good, then pull back a little bit. Use the rain and the weather to help supplement some of the watering that you're doing outside of the home. Save on some of that water. Mm-hmm. Another thing you could do is maybe change out the shower head to make a more water efficient shower head, applicable for your most used showers. There's those low water shower heads for conservancy. Great idea. Another thing, don't keep indoor water running longer than you have to. Okay, let's talk about when we're brushing our teeth and the water's running and we're watching TV and we don't even realize it. Not a great idea. Try to think about those things that you're doing that are just wasteful. Starting the shower a little bit too early, It's hot. It's warm. Get in that shower. Mm. Don't stand around too long. So let's save on some water. In the end, that'll save you quite a bit of money. Okay. So I'm a do-it-yourself girl. I love the challenge of doing projects myself, and I'm pretty handy if I don't say so myself. But it also saves me money in the long run, because there are a lot of repair projects and maintenance that don't necessarily require a professional service. So you can save big bucks on labor by learning to perform these routine repairs and some maintenance things. So if you wanted to replace a faucet hardware, for instance, it's not easy, but it's not hard. You can do that and not have to bring somebody in to do that. That may charge $120 an hour, even $60 an hour. That really adds up. Maybe you want to paint the house. You want to paint inside the walls. You can do that. It takes a little bit of time. About replacing a backsplash in the kitchen or a bathroom.
Or just putting in a backsplash where one doesn't exist.
You can do that, and you can make it a project that you're proud of. You've saved a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to have somebody else do that. Think about being a DIY gal or a guy. And
I think when I try to do do-it-yourself projects, it actually costs more.
That is the case for a lot of people, yeah. Unfortunately, but you should try.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of repairs, how about when you see a problem, how long do you let it go before you actually tackle the problem? So let's say you see a little bit of a leak happening somewhere, maybe it's under the sink, and you're like, ugh, I'll deal with it later. Yeah, you need to deal with it right away, because those problems can add up, and a lot of problems can come from turning a blind eye to a problem that exists. So if you've got that leak, you're going to have mold that's growing. But so as soon as you see a problem, if it's something you can't do yourself, definitely call
a service repair technician to have them take care of it right away, so that it doesn't end up costing you a lot
more money than it would have had you just tackled it. Okay, so saving time and money on that one. Taking a look at your HVAC unit, because that's a big one. It's a big, pricey toy that we have in our home. So it's cooling our home, it's heating our home year-round. It breaks down, and you could be stuck with an expensive repair if you don't take a look at it. So I invite you to have a service repair person come and take a look if you think that there might be a problem. So if you're hearing something that doesn't sound right, if it's not getting to, the thermostat's not getting to the temperature that you expect it to be based on your needs in your home, might be something wrong with it.
Have somebody come out and take a look at it before it actually breaks.
Again, big, pricey, expensive toy, and we don't want to replace it, rather.
But we want to be able to repair it or take care of anything that might be problems.
You know what those things have? Filters.
You have filters, and a lot of people don't know that.
Even I can change a filter.
And it's important to change
yes.
a filter. Let's go twice a year.
I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Because you know what this guy doesn't have?
What?
Filter.
That's true.
That's right.
We wouldn't change it for the world. Finally, let's make a home inventory this year. So none of us want to think about a burglary or a fire or something tragic that may happen. It could be a hurricane, a tornado. God forbid that we have to suddenly take inventory in our head of everything that was in our house. We were there. So this is a good idea. Maybe take a weekend. If you could start this weekend, make a list of all the things that you would have to make a claim on with the insurance company. So anything that's expensive, and take note of anything that's been newly purchased. Things that are pricey, your possessions are your possessions, and you can recoup those costs through your insurance company, but you definitely have to have proof. And a lot of people forget that you'll need to make a list of those things so that you've got them. Receipts with them, put manuals with them, sort of have a place that you can have all of that information, so in the event that something happens, you can dive into that box and feel good knowing that you've taken the steps to take inventory of everything that you have. So, and that, my friends, is just sort of the beginning of the things that you can be doing to really be good homeowners, to be great homeowners.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do a segment. So if you are interested in catching a little bit more of the What Moves You segment with Jackie, definitely, again, Real Estate Report. Go there, Real Estate Report TV. So we're all living in this time frame right now. We're dealing with a forced normal. We're dealing with this forced quarantine situation. And I think that it's really important that we use the platforms that we have to be able to educate, empower, and enlighten whenever we can. So I'm going to give you guys just a couple of things. I don't want to get too far into it, but I'm going to give you a couple of little morsels, baby birds I'm going to feed you. All right. So here's what I've got for you. Let's take it from the top. How do you stay safe? The best way to stay safe is by covering the three most important areas that transmit disease, bacteria, and viruses. Hands, feet, and face. Where it all starts. Face, making sure that your face is covered properly, that you're maintaining a social distance. Those are very important. You see a lot of people out in the street that wear their masks improperly. And definitely don't lick the handle in the shopping cart. Don't put that in your mouth. I see people do that. Mostly kids, they're still doing it now. So keep the face covered properly. Hands, feet, and face. Hands, one of the things that is a horrible misconception that people have is that hand sanitizer is a gift that keeps on giving endlessly. It is not. Hand sanitizer works for about 7 to 10 seconds in your hand. And it's designed for you to use in the place of having an opportunity to wash your hands. So you're using the alcohol to kill any virus or bacteria that are on your hands. But as soon as you touch that table again, or you touch the wall, or you touch Steve, any of those things happen, your hands are dirty again. You have to make sure that you're being very cautious of what you think is safe after you've used hand sanitizer. Lastly, your feet, right? Bacteria and viruses need hosts to travel. And I think so many times we forget that when we go into a bathroom to wash our hands when we're at a restaurant, we take whatever is on the floor in the bathroom back with us. And then we put that into our car, and then we take that back to our home. And even if you take your shoes off, once you're inside of your home, you've now brought that or introduced any bacteria or viruses to your home. You've got to get these areas covered and under control, and I'm going to give you solutions for feet, hands, and face. Mm-hmm. And that has everything to do with how we sell houses
in COVID first century.
I really hope they do a super cool sound effect. Things shake. So, as a realtor, as a home seller, as a home buyer, you're taking contaminants from outside, from another place, into a person's home. When you still do open houses, mm-hmm. when you are taking the opportunity to tour a house that is not your own, or even your own, you are either introducing those bacteria from a person into your home, or you are taking your bacteria into their home. And so, this is not an infomercial. There's some great products out there that we would definitely recommend. And I think that one of the places that you can start is with GSTI Biodefense. They've got some great solutions for, again, hands, feet, and face. While you're selling a home, make sure that you're maintaining social distancing. Make sure that you're using cleaning solutions for people to step into when they come in. They sell mats that are disinfectant mats. You can step onto a disinfectant mat, clean off the bottom of your shoes, and then step onto a dry mat. And you think, well, if I don't touch the bottom of my shoes, they're still your shoes. And still, in your car, you rub your feet or whatever the case may be, your entire shoe is filthy, right? If you were able to test it, you would see it's insane how crazy and how much bacteria, et cetera, is on your shoes. Hands, feet, and face. When you are going to tour a home, booties are great. If you do put the booties onto your shoes, make sure after that you are provided a hand sanitizer to clean your hands. Right, and now you've made both surfaces clean again, and you can continue to move forward. Make sure, again, also that your face is covered at all times while you're inside of the home. Not introducing any new particulates, bacteria, viruses into that area. Lastly, what is also super important when you are touring homes, in between different persons coming inside, make sure that you clean. So coming up next, we have Michael Carter from the Carter Law Group, who is going to talk to us about a great cause, attorneys and educators for racial and social justice. There is only one Real Estate Report, and there is only one August Alexander, and there happens to be two Michael Carters. And we have one of them on this show today.
Who's the other one?
I'm not sure.
He played nose tackle for the San Francisco 49ers.
There you go. That's the guy who's not here. I wore the colors and everything just because I thought it was going to happen. But that's not the one who showed up.
No. Michael Carter. I'm an attorney, a criminal defense attorney out here in Aurora. Thought I'd come out and have a conversation with that, August.
All right. Well, there you have it. Now, attorneys and educators for the civil rights of kids.
Attorneys and educators for racial and social justice. It's basically an organization we put together. I don't know if you guys have been out here in Aurora. A lot of stuff has been going on. As a matter of fact, they're starting to decide how they want to have schools restarted and getting these kids back into school. Part of the job of a state is to educate your children. And, you know, we're trying to figure out how we're going to do that. One, safely. And two, to a point where we can help these kids instead of putting them in a situation where they're not going to be successful. What's the point of putting a child in a classroom where you know they're not going to be successful? And how do we find those kids, help them, and make sure they're successful? Because, God, look, at a certain point, these kids are going to be running the country. They're going to be out there voting. They're going to be out there driving. They're going to be out there doing whatever. And you got to talk to them. You got to educate them. You got to teach them to be citizens. And that's part of what we're doing.
Well, you know, in fact, when you start talking about citizens, you know, in Rome, you are not a Roman citizen unless you meet certain criteria.
Right.
Right? So I think citizenship is, that's an interesting thought process there. That's one thing to consider. And the second thing I do want to, and I just want to provoke something a little bit. And
go for it, man.
I'm interested in your opinion.
Go for it.
Is it wrong, right, for the perception of people to be, if your mother's got 9 earrings and your father's not home and your mother's hair is purple and she looks like she came in from the club and that is the reason why you were out all night and then involved in a shooting, is it okay to stop saying that we're perpetuating a stereotype and possibly creating connections to the problem, that it's not just a kid problem, that we might need to start educating the adults?
Right. 2 things. Yes, you know, you get out what you put into children. And if that child grows up and has children and becomes the mother or the father, you're only going to get out what you put into them. And if there is no accountability, if you haven't educated them, if you haven't taught them a sense of self-worth, what kind of children do you think they're going to raise? So at a certain point, you know, I'm not, you know, once you become an adult, you're an adult. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life and how you want to lead your life. But I know we can help the kids, and I know we can put a sense of responsibility into those children.
Can you really help the kids when you have public events of, you know, meeting with city council or whatever, and you're in there talking about the problem of trying to help the kids, et cetera, and there's no kids there? I've seen multiple events on the news where they're showing up to these things and they got all the people in there yelling and carrying on about what the problems are, but there's no kids there.
One of the 10-point agendas that we have with the Attorneys and Educators for Racial and Social Justice is it's called Citizen Students. And one of the things that Aurora is trying to do is Citizen Court. It's bringing these kids out, and you get judged not by grown-ups, you get judged by your peers, you get judged by other middle schoolers, other high schoolers. And I think, you know, that kind of, one, when you were a child, you had to do what your father told you. There was the hammer, right?
Yeah.
You had to do what your mother told you because she was going to tell you there's the hammer.
Yeah.
The reality is, who did you listen to more? Your peers, your friends. You ran with a group of people who accepted you based on what you did. If we can get those kids to be accountable to their peers, then we won't have to worry about them because we won't be in the picture. We won't be a part of the problem. And the other thing I was going to say was, I don't know if you know this, I'm about 3rd or 4th generation soldier. So when we start talking about Rome and what it meant to become a citizen, there should be some type of service to become a citizen. That's not the rule. That's not the law. That's how it is. Because at a certain point, you reach 18 years old and you are a citizen, period. Boom. You have all the rights that everybody else has. But if you haven't been taught anything and you have no connection, what's the point?
Boom. That's it right there. The solution. The mic drop. Citizenship. I think that it is not overrated, and I think it's something that we should consider. And Michael Carter definitely endorses it, and he has a bumper sticker on his car that says so. Well, I thank you, as always, for joining me inside of the Real Estate Report. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, if you want to email or Instagram Carter, where do you get it at?
We have a website, Attorneys and Educators for Racial and Social Justice. You can also find me, the Carter Law Group, and you can call 303-501-1825. Any criminal questions you have, I'll be happy to help out.
There you go. And we appreciate you being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
So that's how we can get back to this new normal and get back out there into the world. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Follow the rules. and stop licking the baskets when you go to the grocery store. And that will do it for this week's show. But before we get out of here, we're going to cue the Sesame music. And I've got a few things that first I need to clean up. We've got errors and omissions. I was wrong about Casey Jones. Casey Jones was a baseball player. John Henry was the guy who laid the train tracks. This week's show has been sponsored by Open Space. Everything you need in one place. Open Space. Buy, sell, rent, or fix your next home or current home. Also sponsored by GSTI Biodefense. Best biodefense and biosecurity systems for helping you avoid or helping you detect or protect yourself from viruses and bacteria. And the number four, the number four, and the number five.
Both of them.
Yes. And the word crayon. Jackie, if people want to get our show, where do they go?
It's easy, realestatereport.tv. You can check out all of our episodes. You can see the individual segments, the pocket listings, the what moves you, and those main stories. You can also leave us a comment about what you would like us to talk about. We'd love to hear from you.
And follow us on all of our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All of them.
All of them.
Platforms.
That's right. And since Sven said those like those were the first time he's ever heard that those social medias exist, please like us. Like us. Follow us on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show. We will see you all next week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
The world is changing, but the need for housing is not. Whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or needing a place until you decide, Open Space is here for you. Open Space makes safely managing your next home transaction easy. We all need a place to call home, and the world is full of uncertainty. COVID kept us apart. Open Space is bringing us back together. Stronger, safer, smarter.
Those door knockers are back out in the Colorado Springs area. They're the kind of roofers that trick you into signing a contract. They say, hey, we're here for a free inspection. Next thing you know, you're stuck with these clowns. It probably won't even be around in a year. I'm consumer advocate Mark Major. When you want a free roof inspection, call the people I trust. Excel Roofing. Excel's been in business for nearly 30 years. And you don't pay a cent until you're content. Call 434-3020. 434-3020. Gaddy Electric has been in Colorado Springs for years and years. In fact, the owner, Mark Gaddy, was born in Colorado Springs. I love his philosophy. Great service at very reasonable prices. An electrician you can afford. At some point, you're going to need an electrician. Call the local guys you can trust. Gaddy Electric. No job too big or too small. Call Gaddy Electric, 268-9433. That's 268-9433. Or check them out at referralist.com.